Part-time Aspen resident Tripp Kieber is CEO of Dixie Brands, an infused cannabis product company. That means THC-laced cookies, chocolates, gummies, you name it.
I was dubbed the Willy Wonka of weed, which my mother wasn't really pleased about.
And now Dixie Elixirs is distributing Quigley's, a 2-ounce liquid shot of pot. The two locations in Aspen that carry the product were among the first in the state to place it on their shelves. Makers of Quigley's boast that the THC consumed through the shot takes effect quickly, unlike other edibles whose delayed onset effects can result in overdosing. This is a breakthrough in an industry that has already seen multi-million dollar gains.
It was just reported 2 days ago, the state of Colorado sold over $996 million, just $4 million short of $1 billion. Of that, over 50%, $500 million in infused products was sold as compared to $5 million in 2010.
Tony Alfieri invented the pot shot when a friend wanted to use medical marijuana, but without the side effects of smoking pot.
It's something you can take, you know, anytime. That you don't smell like you just, you know, medicated. You don't, your eyes don't turn red and you don't cough and those kind of things. It removes some of that stigma of smoking from a medical patient.
Really, Quigley's is quick and discreet for anyone who uses it. During the X Games, samples of the product were available for free at Boogie's. Kieber says the type of private pot club set up at the downtown establishment could become a new norm.
Literally, there were no issues, whether it be from police to the fire department to city council members, all came through the facility. It's incredibly exciting to see, and I think that might be the foundation for what more is to come. And we need to find a place where people can embrace marijuana responsibly, and most importantly, out of the reach, out of the eyesight of children.
Alfieri says we're a long way from someone being able to walk up to a bar and have their choice of a marijuana-infused drink or a bottle of beer. For one thing, he says, his pot shot is a one-and-done product and would not be profitable for bars compared to a customer's full night of drinking. And secondly, no bills in the state legislature this session would allow for bars to sell marijuana products. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.